I have never heard a preaching, I've never had a preaching experience go so badly as St. Paul and St. Barnabas. I come to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. This must be Zeus. What? And yet the church pairs this with Psalm 115, right? Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. Why should the pagans say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. It goes on to say, they have eyes, but they cannot see. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is no life in them. The ancient pagans worshipped. And it's an interesting fact of ancient paganism that instead of representing the divine side of all that the Lord has to offer, the pagan deities seem to only be divinized, broken human beings. Yeah. Zeus, when you read the myths, kind of does what we would do if nobody could stop us and we were given into our passions. And then, you know why these people were all that excited? Because the Greek gods don't come down that often. Because it's awfully hard for something that doesn't exist to manifest itself, right? Or, especially in the world of ancient Israel, maybe God is actually blocking whatever demon might manifest itself as Zeus from participating in the wider community there in Israel. Who knows? But such is the case in the fate of all those who put their hope in anything that is not the Lord. The impulse towards idolatry, I know I talk about this with some regularity, but it's a powerful impulse, right? The impulse towards idolatry to reduce things, to inflate things to the level of God is common, powerful, and we can kind of, accidentally find ourselves in that situation. So, what do you do? Well, you can do like those pagans did, and this is Zeus and Hermes, let's offer a goat or a bull or whatever it was. Or you do like what Paul did and what Barnabas did. What are you doing? No, this is not God. We are not God. Our God is in the heavens. And he is so much more powerful than the puny things that you are trying to measure your life up to. Remember,